This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today is the second day of public hearings on the president's next proposed tranche of tariffs on Chinese imports. Lisa Trophy is the managing director of the Juvenile Products Manufacturers Association, companies that make car seats and cribs, high chairs and stroller stuff for babies and the people who take care of them. The association testified on the last round of tariffs back in August. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
You testified yesterday, I believe, at these hearings. First of all, what'd you say?
Well, JPMA was testifying at the USTR hearing yesterday to ensure that the USTR and the administration understands that while we agree with the importance of addressing the issues that are raised in this report, we do not believe tariffs on baby goods are the appropriate approach. We were granted some exceptions in the last round of tariff investigation for a number of different product categories. And those exceptions have been clawed back, essentially, and are showing up on the new tranche of tariffs. So we're working very hard to ensure that the government is aware that baby safety products are not the way to win in this global trade war.
So to be clear here, you had won some concessions, I suppose, from the USTR back in August. This time those concessions have gone away. And on top of that now, these hearings are about 25% tariffs on some of these goods, yes?
That's exactly right. And the items that are showing up on the list four of the proposed new tariffs include many more items that were not on list three.
Right. So list three was the August list. We are now working on list four. Let me ask you, Lisa, what happens if you are not successful this time, if you don't carry the day and these tariffs go into effect on car seats and high chairs and cribs? Then what?
Then what is that the vast majority of our member companies cannot absorb this price increase. So American consumers will be forced to pay higher prices for these products that they rely on.
It's been a while since I've had to concern myself with baby products on a personal level, but it does seem to me that every time I turned around, there was a new Consumer Product Safety Commission recommendation on cribs or high chairs or, oh my goodness, car seats, which changed all the time. I imagine your supply chain has to be flexible enough to account for those changes. And now what happens if in essence, what the Trump administration is saying is change your supply chain?
That's right, Kai. And that's unfortunately just not possible in today's global economy. And if our manufacturers are forced to move their production out of China, it's a process that could take upwards of 2 years to establish and find new trustworthy partnerships that will ensure the safety of these products.
Are you starting to see the same people at these hearings? I mean, this is sort of the umpteenth round of these things, right?
It is. It is certainly. And as each list of proposed tariffs is rolled out, the audience of whom is wishing to testify gets bigger and bigger. But certainly we are absolutely making friends in the hallways and seeing familiar faces. It's unfortunate, but it is true.
Lisa Trophy, she's the managing director at the Juvenile Products Manufacturers Association, testifying yesterday in front of the USTR on the Trump administration's latest proposed rounds of tariffs on Chinese imports. Lisa, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai. My pleasure.